eyes of Democrat Mandela Barnes blame media consultant, racist ads for failing campaign. By Wendell Hasebo on October 6, 2022. Democrat Mandela Barnes's Wisconsin Senate campaign appears to be self-destructing 5 weeks before Election Day, as the candidate's allies have begun to blame the campaign's media consultant and racist GOP attack ads for Barnes's lousy performance. Barnes has come under heavy fire in the last 2 months for his radical record of allowing criminals out of jail early on parole, pushing to defund police, and using race as a means to push climate change policies to reorient the Wisconsin economy. Johnson's campaign in the National Republican Senatorial Committee, under Senator Rick Scott's RFL direction, have been blasting Barnes with TV ads for 2 months to define and crystallize Barnes's radical policies. Apparently, the ads have been working. Barnes's allies have begun to whine about the failing state of his candidacy. They have accused Barnes' media consultant of failing and called for his resignation. Others have blamed the successful Republican attack ads for being racist. To make Mandela and black folks endure the relentless racist attacks, then not hit back on treason, corruption and lies, is unfortunate, State Representative Francesca Hong, D., told the New York Times on Thursday. Another ally of Barnes, Tom Nelson, an Outagamie County executive who dropped out of the Democrat primary to endorse Bears, said he believes the campaign is in such trouble it needs to replace its media advisor. The campaign needs to fire its media consultant, he said. They're losing. The blame game comes as Barnes and Johnson are set to debate Friday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Both campaigns have agreed to 2 debates. The next debate is scheduled for next Thursday. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.